today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, that is Wednesday, 16th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 1st of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. We listen to chapter Al-Qasas, that is chapter 28 of the Holy Quran, verse 77.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wabtaghi fi ma ataaka Allahu ad-daral akhirah wa la tansa naseebaka minad dunya wa ahsin kama ahsana Allahu ilayk. ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين.
But seek through that which Allah has given you the home of the hereafter, and yet do not forget your share of the world, and do good as Allah has done good to you, and desire not corruption in the land. Indeed, Allah does not like corruptors.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Everybody ought to suffice to his own share in this world and let the rest for hereafter. Wealth and progeny can become a means for the prosperity in hereafter. In spite of the imagination of some ill-disposed persons, wealth and property is not a bad thing. The important thing is that we must see in which way it is used. If it is applied in the way of seeking the good abode of the hereafter, what is better than that? If it is a mean of pride, negligence, injustice, oppression, and sensuality, what then can be worse than that? This part, we are speaking about the significance of moderation in Islam. In a hadith, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, emphasizing making others comfortable with your presence, said, "Make things easy and do not make things difficult. Make people calm and do not frighten them away." This is clear that moderation in Islam comes together with simplicity and mercy. Islam only decrees commands and recommendations that resonate with human nature, fulfilling the bodily, intellectual, and spiritual needs of human beings, and are guided by moderation. Since Islam as a religion is not exclusively confined to religious practices per se, this implies that Muslims are encouraged to practice and cultivate moderation in every aspect of their lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, تَلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا وَمَنْ يَتَعَدْ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. These are the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not transgress them. If any do transgress the limits ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such persons do wrong to themselves as well as others. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 229. So we see that such extreme views or actions may be due to excessively strict interpretations of the Holy Quran or the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet without using established and acceptable methodologies. This contradicts the nature of religious laws. Such characteristics are described by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household and his successor. So in some instances, extremism can also lead to violence. For example, developing a shallow understanding of jihad, confusing it for militant violence, and then taking steps to materialize the inadequate conception without taking into account the context and other important considerations. This can be seen in many examples of extremists who exploited the name of Islam to pursue their misleading agendas and objectives.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Let's look at ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. Dear brothers and sisters, it is important for us to avoid creating controversies, confusion, and antagonism within the community. We play an important role to safeguard the peace in our society despite having differences and diversity in religion and culture. To coexist, we should first understand the importance of social cohesion and mutual respect in a multicultural and multireligious society. This way, it will motivate us to build strong and positive connections by embracing our differences and working together effectively to achieve understanding, mutual kindness, and confidence in each other. Such acts are a part of good manners in Islam and a manifestation of moderation. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, What about moderation in walking? Islam also teaches us to moderate in the way we walk, neither with an arrogant stride nor so slowly that we seem ill. The Quran disapproves of those who walk arrogantly. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, would walk in a gracious, dignified manner at a moderate pace. Narrations state that he the Prophet, walked in such a way that the ground appeared to be folding for him. We must endeavor to infuse moderation and balance into all facets of our lives, from our approach to studying, playing, and leisure to our daily habits of dining, sleeping, and talking.
Work for the Akhirah. Do good deeds for the Akhirah. But also remember that you have a dunya, you have a wife to feed, you have children to take care of, you have a body to for it to rest, you have needs, you have desires, you desire food, you desire drinks, you desire clothing, a nice house. Take care of your dunya. Don't neglect your dunya. But work for your Akhirah. Build your Akhirah. Don't neglect both. And don't concentrate on one and neglect the other. We have a hadith. It's a beautiful hadith. The Imam says that he who neglects his dunya will neglect his Akhirah as well. If a person is lazy to work for dunya, this person is even lazier to work for Akhirah. You see someone who's up all night on social media, on WhatsApp, on Netflix, on whatever, and sleeps all day and doesn't go to work, doesn't seek an education, and doesn't go to work because this person is lazy. If this person is lazy towards dunya, towards building a good status in dunya, this person will be lazier towards akhirah. You think this person will work for his akhirah? If he doesn't work for the temporary pleasures, a home, a family, a business, a successful life to raise proper children. If this person doesn't work for a good life in this dunya, will this person work for a good life in the akhirah? You see how the Imam is pushing us to work for both. And the famous hadith that we all know by Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Work for dunya. It's as if you will live forever. You're immortal. Imagine if they tell us there's no death. There's no death. You'll never die. Work for dunya. We'll work. We'll make a business. We'll start a family. We'll save up. We'll make money. We work for dunya. وَعْمَلْ لِآخِرَتِكَ كَأَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ غَدًا. And work for your akhirah in a way. It's as if you're dying tomorrow. Imagine if, لا سمح الله, God forbid, we are told you will leave this life within 24 hours. Imagine the dua, the khushu', the Quran that we'll be reciting, the prayers that we'll be reciting, because we've been told to leave. So this is our final chance in seeking repentance and seeking forgiveness and so on and so forth. You see the balance? You see what the Imam teaches us? The balance that we should have? Islam, at the same time that it calls us to pray, to fast, and to work for the akhirah, but at the same time, the hadith says, لا رهبانية في الإسلام.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي الإمامي لا فتى إلا علي
علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي